Trying to think, whenever I first started getting involved in the plant communities, I was probably like 23. So like 2014.
So you've been growing for like 8 years then?
No, that's just when I got into the communities. I've been growing since I was 15.
Right, that's the same. So you've already, like, you were already an established grower.
Yeah.
In the community, not like, because I, and, you know, to already start the episode.
Hi, welcome to Rough Around the Hedges. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Christine.
And I'm Mackie.
And we're talking about evolution of the plant community.
Yeah.
And you guys really went on topic right away, which is weird for us.
But what I was going to say is, I feel like your scenario is so different or unique or rare at this point, because a lot of people, they get into it immediately.
Yeah.
I.e. me. Like, Caitlin was like, you bought plants? Okay, here's all these people you should start talking to.
Yeah, well, whenever I started growing plants, it wasn't a popular thing. It was weird. People did it. Mm-hmm. It was a very feminine thing to do. So, like, I had a lot of social pressures to not be doing this kind of stuff. So, like, I wasn't active in the community for a very long time.
Yeah.
And then once I got into a certain point, my husband was just like, you need to start, like, talking to other people because...
I can't take it anymore.
Exactly that. Yeah. So, I... started joining, I think one of the first big groups that I joined and it actually like took off was the Twin Cities Houseplant Circle. And this was like 2019, whenever that one was really taken off.
I was going to say the racist edition.
Yeah, when all that shit happened, I was like, oh, moving on.
Yeah, we're not going to dive.
This is not a tea episode.
Yeah, we're not going to dive into these things. If you want to have the tea, come to the Discord. But yes, that community or that group has... had issues.
And up until that point, from like 2014, probably, I would just jump group to group. And it was just anywhere I saw what people doing, what I was interested in doing, I would join just kind of like look at what they were doing and learn stuff.
Right.
And I never really like fell into it because me being as introverted as I am, I didn't really talk to a lot of people. I didn't have a lot of connections. And at most, people just knew I grew stuff from seed and would want to buy stuff.
Right.
And that was the extent of my interactions mostly.
When did you start your Instagram?
Oh, God. I want to say that was like back in 2012, but I didn't start posting plants on it till a couple of years after.
Well, yeah, the plant part's my question, because that was where we met.
That was probably a year and a half or maybe 2 years after I started actually posting that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I think I saw that you were local and you were growing things I had questions about. So we started talking.
No, originally me and you were going to do a plant swap. And I was like, just scroll through my feed and pick what you want. And then you started asking me questions because you're like, I see this and I have questions. And I just started helping you.
To quick interject, that is probably the best thing about having a plant Instagram. Because I've been at so many plant swaps and someone will be like, I want to do a swap with you, but I don't see anything that you have today that I like. I'll be like, all right, just go on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Go look at my plants.
Yeah, go scroll through my Instagram. And if you see something, let me know.
Yeah. And like back then it was like, they still had the rare plant thing going on, but it was different. Their idea of rarity wasn't, it's hard to get. It's just, this plant does not exist in cultivation. Ooh. So it's like, I remember I used to work hard to get my hands on plants that are like, nowadays probably wouldn't even be looked at twice. Like Begonia amphioxus was one that I was really looking to get. And it was so hard to get because it was just not in cultivation.
Oh, do you want one of those? Because I have extra.
Not anymore. I'm good on that one.
And that's such a weird thing because like, and this could be its own topic, the rare plants. I would even argue it's not even stuff that's hard to find anymore. The demand is so high that the stock is just gone.
Yeah. And the other part of that is like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just trend.
Yeah.
And that is its own thing about plant community and how it's...
Yeah, and I've seen the trend change so many times. Like, I remember before aeroids.
Mm-hmm. What into then?
They were into anything that caught their interest. Aeroids, I would say, like, there have always been, like, plant fads, certain groups coming into popularity and whatnot. But up until aeroids came in a big way that they did for COVID, they were just a side thing. Like, people would just grow whatever interested them. So it's like, people nowadays, like I have an aeroid, I collect aeroids. Like, okay, good for you. Back in the day, collecting plants was I have tropicals or I have succulents.
Sure.
One of the two.
Yeah.
And well, like, I have tropicals.
And even then people would mix them up and it's like, yeah, there'd be people who specialize, but it wouldn't be like people who like, I only grow these. It's like, I mainly grow these, but I also have like several other interests.
Right.
Yeah, I mainly grow tropicals, but I do have, you know, a bunch of string ofs that I like.
Yeah, like back in the day, it was more people wanted a wide variety of different things that took different parameters to grow. And like they were,
that's, I feel like that's how my collection is, but it's also skewed towards tropics.
Yeah. Yeah. And nowadays so many collections are either skewed, like yours is more skewed towards aeroids. You're more skewed towards Hoyas, and I'm just more skewed towards like succulents and caudiciforms in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you joined this group, how big was it?
Oh God, I think the biggest group in the time was maybe 1,000 people.
And, no, that's a and, decent and what amount. Year was this?
It's probably 2017, 2018.
Okay. So like 2-ish, 3-ish years before Kaylin and I started really doing it.
My plan anniversary is September 19th, 2019.
Yeah.
Mine was when I was 15. I got an aloe. Aloe at like Walmart, I think. I still have that thing.
Cute.
So what were the groups mostly like focused on? Were they just like talking? Were they like...
It was just a lot of problem solving and a lot of like, I'm having this problem. How do I fix it? Or what's this? That has not changed at all.
Say, what were the reactions like though? Were they helpful?
Very helpful.
Were people giving bad advice?
Bad advice back then we didn't know was bad advice.
Right.
A lot of the time. But anytime like a new, anything would be like challenged, like putting rocks to the bottom of your pot. Like
right.
If it was starting to be challenged a little more like mainstream, more people would be challenging it and be like, hey, maybe like not do that.
Yeah.
So like there was pretty reactive to like, as information was being updated, not like it is now where it's like a lot of those tips and tricks that are just like myths still going around and people swearing by them. Like
eggshells in my fertilizer water.
Yeah. I like to feel that there was... I would love to say that there was more common sense back then, but it was just, there was a lot less people and it was a more niche hobby. So if you were into it, you were really into it. So you just didn't have to deal with a lot of common stupidity.
Sure.
And then there was also a lot of, if you, here's a list of like frequently asked questions. If you ask these questions,
we will not answer them.
We will ignore you. Mm-hmm. And then even then you never got ignored. They would just redirect you to that sheet and be like, here's your information. And nowadays, I notice it's a lot more like when people want information, it's like, snap, snap, give it to me now.
Because right. They're not willing to look it up.
Exactly.
Or try. Yeah.
They don't care. They just...
Instant gratification.
Yeah.
But also, if you don't say what they want to hear, they get very upset with you.
Ooh, don't even get me started on that part.
That's always been a thing, but it's gotten worse. It's gotten so bad. It's gotten worse now that people are like letting their egos loose, yeah. I guess.
It can't possibly be light, so I'm not going to listen to this person.
So I got into the plant communities in the height of COVID, which COVID did its own thing to plant communities. Because everyone, you know, was at home and they were looking for new things to do.
And they had all this money from the government unemployment program.
Or that, or you just, you know, weren't doing your normal, like Adrian and I weren't going out as much, obviously. We weren't like, we used to be like huge moviegoers and like going out to restaurants and stuff before COVID. We don't do that anymore. So we had, the expendable income. So I started getting into plants and I got on Facebook. And like I said, COVID did something very special to the plant community in that it just boomed.
It wrung the kindness out of it too.
Yeah. Ooh. But let's talk boom first. Yeah. So like we're talking overnight, like thousands of people starting to get into plants, coming to these pages, starting to ask all these questions. I remember like when I first started, it was so many like ID questions. It was like daily. There would be 5 posts of like a golden pothos and someone being like, which pothos is this? And it's like, it's a golden pothos.
See, we got those, but like back in the day, but they're more like, hey, this is not what I'm used to seeing. What is this?
Right.
And it would usually be something odd that you don't see that often.
Or I don't know how many times it'd be like, ooh, this plant's variegated. I'm like, it's a golden pothos. It's not.
Yeah.
Why is this all green leaf giving me yellow now?
Yeah. So that's, it was a lot of, so we had a lot of beginners coming in and myself included. I will toot my own horn in that I was a little more resourceful on and not relying on these groups
to answer
my questions.
In all my time, I saw Kaylin posting a lot. So like I had peripheral knowledge that you existed, but yeah. Christine, I never saw you post anything and names are something I noticed. So like I can't remember you ever asking anything.
Yeah, I'm notoriously a lurker. If I have a question, I try and answer it myself.
Or then ask Kaylin.
And then if we're really stumped, then I go to the group and be like, hey, does anyone know?
And at that point, usually nobody can help you.
Right.
Nobody knows.
And because I'm one that likes to be the helpful person. So I've started being the helpful person.
Yeah.
As I've gotten more confident in myself as a grower and also just even like back with the ID and stuff, as someone in the Alcasia group the other day was like, what are these things? I'm like, oh, are these two things? It's fine.
Yeah. You've always been very self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And like, that's how we've kind of, that's kind of how it used to be, is when people would come in, they would be more self-sufficient.
Right. So yeah, we just had like thousands of these people growing, joining the groups, which was great. It was nice to see the hobby picking up again. Cause like houseplants were super popular. I mean, early 1900s, and then they became popular again in like the 70s, and then they kind of died off, and like now they're popular again.
Yeah.
But we're starting to see that die off.
Yeah.
But yeah, so right around 2020, 2021 was when stuff was crazy.
That is also like turning point for the plant community, because that's when like the ego started getting involved.
Yep. That's when the influencers started happening. I mean, yeah, the plant community in the modern age, I guess, is the one thing that's different than what just society has seen in the past.
Yeah, because back in the day, the plant community used to be like a very progressive, very forward thinking. Like, that's why I loved the plant community at first, because it's like, yeah, I'm queer. Nobody cared.
Right.
Like half of them are queer too. So I was like, fantastic, my people.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's like people are so ready to jump down your throat for any teeny tiny little thing.
Yep.
And it's these people who are considering themselves experts who have been doing it. Yeah. Some people have been doing it like pre-pandemic, like 2017, 2018. It's like, fantastic. Great. You probably have a lot of knowledge to share, but you're probably still an intermediate to most advanced people.
And we should asterisk this a little bit. And this is what we're seeing in the Minnesota community specifically.
Well,
because my National Hoya group, they are the chillest, most laid back people. Like,
yeah,
there's 8,000 of them in the group, but they're all so chill. And it's very much, you know, mind your own in that group.
I would say the plant community I'm mostly talking about is like plant community in general, like broad.
Sure.
The way I've interacted with plant communities has mostly been specialized niche ones, like carnivorous plant people, Hoya people. Like, I don't like doing the general groups because general attitudes bring in general people, and general people tend to be shitty.
Yeah, that is true. The specified groups are cool.
Because the people who have
Minnesota Hoya heads, the Minnesota Alocasia group, they're cool.
They're the ones who have an interest in these specialty niche plants. It's like, they know what they're doing and like they're geared towards it.
Right.
Whereas like in the general plant community, it's like, okay, yeah, we all like plants here, but we're also into like essential oils and multi-level marketing, and we're influencers, and we have products to sell.
The wooey.
Not just wooey. It's we want to be a part of the community so we can sell our shit to you.
Yes.
And no longer we want to be part of the community because we want to make a difference.
And that's like, so COVID happened, boom happened. Thousands of people are flooding these groups. Naturally, people are going to start taking advantage of that.
Yeah. So that's when you see like all the bad actors, the scammers, the flippers. That's when they come in.
Oh my God. I completely forgot about that. I mean, collective, there was like a solid 3 months of scammers.
Yeah.
In the group.
I mean, plant scams have always been a thing, but they got elaborate and easier to pull off from my understanding.
Yeah. And that's where we had a couple bad months of scammers happening. And that's when the rules started getting like really strict in that group. And then, I mean, again, we're not going to go too far into
selling format.
The selling format, which didn't go over well. And so anyway, it went back.
Which is funny because selling formats are a basic in most of the community before COVID.
I liked the selling format. I didn't like the are you a new seller thing, because that I just felt like turned people off to the new seller specifically because they were concerned they were going to get scammed.
I feel like having everything included in the seller format in your sale post, sure, fine. Yeah. But like copy paste the exact form and posting that, annoying.
The other big, big change I noticed was back in the day when I was selling my plants, it would be, okay, let's meet up at this place. You meet up, you give them plants, you get your cash, you move on. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, that's what would happen. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's like, okay, let's meet up here. And then you get ghosted.
Yeah.
A lot of ghosting happens. A lot of people who
was
just...
Was ghosting not as bad?
No, it wasn't. Mm. I had never been ghosted until the pandemic era influx started. I have had other people who've been like, last minute, like, hey, this isn't going to work for me today. Right. But if you're available in a couple of days, we can make it happen. And it always happened.
I think the thing that's more annoying to me that's been happening to me a lot beside outside of ghosting is the I'm on my way to you, but I'm going to stop and do like 5 errands along the way, but not tell you until I told you I was on my way, gave you a time, and I'm 20 minutes late from that now. And you had to check in with me. And then I'm going to tell you, oh, we had to stop and run and do errands. And that's the That's the shit that makes me block people.
I'm not going to say that's a new phenomenon.
No, I know, but holy crap.
But that kind of reflects the next thing I'm about to say is the general plant community, I want to say pre-pandemic, was a bunch of individuals wanting to know how they could contribute to make this group, this community better, how they could contribute to it. And now it's what can these communities contribute and give to me, the right. individual,
right?
The way that the whole like collective thinking has worked, it's just completely switched. It's completely different now.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the plant game, like the more I call it the plant game now, because that's what it all is for most people mm-hmm. is it's very selfish. And I have not been too enamored with the plant community lately.
Cause like Kaylin and I were getting so frustrated because we were planning all of these events. We were trying to get people involved, specifically for the new folks who were coming in. And
specifically in the local Facebook group.
Specifically in the local Facebook group for new folks who were coming in, being like, I don't have a community.
And people want plant friends. It's a game changer to have your first plant friend when you're really into plants. And everyone in your life who's not a plant person is sick of hearing you talk about your plants.
Right. So we were trying to make these events happen. And yeah, what I'm saying is going to branch into two things. So yeah, we were making them happen. People were coming, but then people stopped coming. But then the people that couldn't come or didn't see the event or were mad that we were hosting the event at a cidery instead of like a park or something, we're getting so like entitled of like, well, why don't you do it on this day instead? Why didn't I know about this? Like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to tag you. I'm not going to tag every 7,000 people.
That comes down to the what can I do versus what can I get?
Right. And that's where, and I don't know how many times Kayla and I would be like, feel free to plan your own thing.
Nobody planned their own thing.
But no one would plan their own thing because it was very.
And then they're like, oh, well, like, can we have vendors at this event? Like, legally, no, the city of St. Paul won't let us. Aw. And then we plan a fucking vendor event and
no one comes.
Hardly anyone shows up. Like, right. What do you want?
So, yeah, that's sorry for the soapbox moment, but that's the frustrations we were seeing. And
yeah,
ultimately what led us to leave the groups because we just can't. Please, everybody.
Yeah, and that comes down to the influx of people. 90% of them are probably already gone.
Yeah.
And I would probably say that most of the people who are still around, most of them are going to drop off in the next couple of years.
Right. So, okay. So, yeah, we are now.
So, basically, yeah. So, like, I feel like those complaints come from the non-planty people in the plant community who are like, yeah, I like plants, but not in the same way that everyone else in the community likes plants. Not saying that you're a different level, you just like them in a different way. Like, this looks so cute here versus like, people, this is an interesting plant.
It's the difference between people that say they have plants versus people that say they grow plants.
Yeah. Or I collect versus grow.
Oh my God,
don't get me started.
Plant transport too. So yeah, I mean, okay. So COVID boom happened. We are now in 2024. There's been a drop off.
Yeah.
There.
I've been saying for years, there was going to be a huge drop off and here it is.
Yeah. Or exodus, if you will, of whether people are getting pissed off about these groups being so snotty at times that they're like, you're making me want to leave the plant community, which my heart breaks for you. I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that. Or you're like, you've had to go back to work now and you collected 200 plants and you can't care for those while you're having to be at work and, you know, life started again. I'm kind of like in that middle ground of I had to go back to work. And so I'm cutting really hard, but I know I want to continue having plants for like the rest of my life, continue growing. but I'm just like, I'm in this position or I'm in this stage where I'm deciding or figuring out what that means for me.
Yeah.
And how many am I willing to have at a time? Am I willing to have large plants or am I wanting to stick with Hoyas? But even now Hoyas are starting to piss me off because they get too big.
Yeah. And like,
start them over.
I know. That's this morning I was looking at my Hoyas. I'm like, what if I just cut them all down to the first node?
Wait, one.
Yeah.
So a question for you.
If you're only going to start from one node, just start it over, root it, and then sell your mother plant for a lot of money.
That's what it, yeah, until they ultimately ended up. I was like, I'm going to take cop totes of everything and sell everything.
Yep.
Is your collection geared towards like any sort of, is it, what's the purpose of your collection?
And that's, again, something I'm trying to figure out. Cause like last episode you were talking about, what do you want your plant to ultimately look like? I don't know.
Cause like, I literally was just having this discussion with someone and they were a newer plant person and they like, what do you mean purpose? Like you get plants, you grow them, yeah. You propagate them.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, if that's your purpose and that's your goal, then go for it. Like, well, that gets boring. I'm like, then find a new goal, mm-hmm. change what it is. Like my collection, I have some oddball stuff, but a lot of the like really fun stuff is common. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling this to someone, like my collection is like a common basic bitch collection.
Right.
But it's geared towards seed crossing, hybridizing, and that kind of stuff. So like it does very well for that kind of stuff.
And that's
And that combined with my long-term goal of creating my own cultivars and growing these specimen-sized plants, that's what I'm working towards.
Right. And as weird as this is going to sound, I have the most fun when I've ignored something so long that when I look at it, I'm like, holy crap, you got huge.
That's why I'm into succulents.
And that's like, that's where Hoya get nice. Like, yeah. My husk, I love that plant because it just keeps... And it's also a good plant that just... And that's... Oh, sorry, Hoyas in general are great plants that just... keep all of their leaves as long as nothing crazy happens. Like they just keep growing more leaves.
Yeah.
So they just keep getting lush and more beautiful. And like today, like my Finland Sonia has been pissing me off for months. Cause I'm like, I'm tired of growing this thing, but it's outside and it's sun stressed. And I pulled it out of the garage to put it back outside after the storm. And I saw flowers on it and I was like, holy shit. I never noticed that you had flowers. Like you're a fantastic plant.
Bits about that plant. Surprise you and show you interesting things.
Yeah. So I guess for me, I don't know. That is such a self-reflective question.
As I say, like, even though you don't see it, your collection does have a purpose.
Yeah.
The ones that the purpose I don't agree with is having your plants getting you clout.
Right.
No. Anything to like boost your status or anything like that. It's not very plant community of you to have that.
So what about if I have big plants that cement my status as plant queen?
Yeah, but you're growing them that big. You are taking small plants and you're learning how to grow them very well. Oh, as opposed
to buying them that big?
Yes. Yeah. You're putting the work in. Like,
okay, if we're going to talk plant purpose for me, that is my purpose, is taking something tiny, taking a one leaf cutting or just a stick or something and making a giant plant out of it.
Yes.
Even if it's just a 6-inch pot Hoya, like that's still a giant plant in Hoya standard. That's my purpose. It's more so the science side of it.
That's like, what my purpose started out with, was just propagating and learn how to grow things really well. And then it's like, well, from here I can start getting seeds. And it was like, oh, well, let's pollinate. And then it's like, hey, I can do hybridizing. And I was like, oh, all those cool named plants you see in the store, like people make those. Yeah. And I was like, I want to be one of those people.
Yeah. So even though I don't have a good, I don't know, 70% of stuff I've grown in the past, for me, I like being able to say, well, yeah, I grew that. I made it big. Yeah. And I got rid of it.
That and collections change over time. So like my collection from the start, completely different than what it is now.
Yeah. What's your purpose, Kaylin?
My purpose, growing plants. I enjoy having them. I enjoy like taking care of them and seeing them grow. I also like learning about them and like, oh, alocasia are hard, but they're really cool. So like I'm gonna learn what they like so I can care for them really well so I can have really great plants. And then, you know, as you accomplish those things, that changes. So like, you know, for Regal Shield, it's always, I need to top my high leaf score. Ah. He's at 17 right now.
So the purpose
18 is my high leaf score. So I'm like, ooh, are we doing it? But I got some sad leaves over here. So I don't think we're going to do it. But, you know, when the sun goes down in the sky in the fall and starts to shine directly through that window.
Yeah.
So the purpose of your collection is to build your knowledge and skill set
while growing big plants.
Ignore the big plants part. You're trying to build your skills. Big plants are just a byproduct of that.
Yeah, good point. And like, you know, I like learning more and being better at light.
Yeah.
At the same time. And DLI.
And I would say like VPD. Probably most people who have collections and like maintain collections for like a long period of time. I don't know. I forgot what I was saying.
As you were saying it.
I think
what, not to finish your thought, but maybe what I think where you're going with this is they have established what that ultimate revolving goal is for them.
Yeah.
Whereas what we've been seeing in the community is, and especially during COVID time, it was so much, you just need to, your goal is to collect anything you possibly can to say that you have it or whatever, spend the big money on the plants, all that. And then you go, what, now I have it, now what?
If your goal with your plants is accumulation, you're probably not in the right hobby.
You're not in the right headspace for growing plants.
In general, don't think
that's true.
It's good. If you're using it as a way to like learn about and interact with the world, I feel that's a bit better. Where like you have something you want out of it versus just wanting to have something. Mm-hmm. If you're just wanting to have something, it just feels not right to me. Like it's okay to want stuff.
Right.
But like if your entire collection is just geared around what's hot at the moment, mm-hmm. are you really
Well, and also one of my favorite things to do, because even though I don't grow, you know, said philodendron species, I still know so many of them. Mm-hmm. I love just like in nature, if you will, just like walking around, whether we're at a mall or in a conservatory or whatever, and just being like, oh, that's that, that's that, that's that. Oh, did you know this does this and that does that? Like, that's been a big thing for me is just, I guess.
The knowledge and information that comes with it. The natural histories. It.
Yeah. I'm very much more on the science side of it.
Yeah. That's where I am. Like, that's what I love is the scientific approach, the do X, Y, and Z, and you're most likely going to get this result. Mm-hmm. Like, Kaylin, I think that's what you like is you like playing with the variables because that's how you learn.
Yeah.
Maybe we should
see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
Start a group that's called like Minnesota Botanists of Minnesota. Or houseplant botanist of Minnesota.
Not botanist, because botanist is a scientific study of like structure and purpose. You're looking for horticulture. Horticulture is growing.
Horticulturalists of Minnesota.
Houseplant horticulturalists.
But then that's going to be the Horticultural Society. And the, I don't know.
Not necessarily. There are different levels of horticulturists. Like there's hydroponic horticulturists. There's conservatory culture, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. Ornamentals. Landscape, like they're just different worlds. So it'd be like indoor ornamental horticulture is what technically this is.
Yeah. I would love to find or create a group, which our Discord is really good. That is less about collecting, less about buying and selling, less about asking, you know, rudimentary questions that could just be Googled and just talking about plants. Like, hey, this thing did this weird thing to me today. Like, it's really cool that, you know, this leaf fasciated, but do we know why? Or like,
ooh, let's learn about fasciation.
Yeah.
We enjoy kind of that. Stuff.
Yeah. And like, that's what I've always enjoyed.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed like all that and like starting to grow stuff from seeds and picking out the oddballs.
Yeah.
Like I've always been very interested in genetics. So like, that's basically what my collection is geared to. Like what causes this? Let's just hit this wall until I can figure out what is causing what.
Right. Speaking of which, I had a mushroom in my Bilyettia pot today.
And I have mushrooms in my Haworthia pots right now.
And I remember I asked about it last year and Tom knew what species this mushroom it was. I should go look it up again.
It's Is it the common yellow houseplant mushroom?
Yeah, it was the same one that was in my Taniki last year.
Yeah, it's because that pops up in every fucking houseplant.
It's outside.
In my compost, I have those. I told Pam what it was in the Discord. The stag, not stag, wart, stag. The mushrooms in my compost. Mm-hmm. It's normal, happens when stuff rots and whatnot. So I went out there and there were a bunch of like fresh ones that were sticking up out of the soil. And I was like, oh, they're so freaky. And I enjoyed them and I walked away.
Maybe that's our group should be the houseplant nerds.
Can we call it fucking houseplant nerds? Oh, no, because that makes it sound like we're sexually active.
It's a different group.
You can find us on FetLife.
I don't know. Not that I want to manage another group. Maybe we just keep in the Discord. But
I was going
to
say, like, we should just start tagging. If people want a
better group, they can join our Discord.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they can just join the Discord and we can throw a tag. Like, you're not a collector. You're a knowledge person. You're an informationist.
Oh, so we need a new channel that's, like, nerding out or something?
No, that's general chat.
That is true.
Oh, speaking of mushrooms, I was digging through my irises and I found those like dead finger, the
dead man mushrooms. Didn't you have those, Kaylin?
So mine were red. They're a different kind.
Oh, okay.
Did you have the brown and gray? And
yeah.
Those are the actual dead man's fingers.
They are freaky.
That's gross.
Were there five of them?
I don't know. I just saw them as like gross and then mowed over the hosta because it was needed to go.
This is the advice in the season where you stop looking at your hostas if they're ugly.
Or carry,
it's kind of like our hostas in the spring. They get blasted by direct sun and they look like horrible. And I always just tell our neighbors because they're like, you need to move into more shade. I was like, give it a month. That tree will grow in and they'll get plenty of shade.
You can't kill hostas.
No.
I'm looking up the name of that mushroom. Stinkhorn. That's what it is.
Stinkhorn. Oh.
Speaking of, I finally cut up my San Pedro, one of my hallucinogenic cacti, and I put it on our deck and where it was sitting. In the 2 hours it was sitting there, mushrooms grew underneath it.
Nice.
And I was like, that's kind of funny.
That's quick, yeah. Did you see Pam's post about the Arctic butterwort that's up on the North Shore?
Yeah, carnivorous plant.
Yeah, we gotta go native. Find that shit.
Yeah.
Not steal. I just want to go look at it.
I was going to say, you didn't.
You should know by now we would not do that, listeners. Yeah.
We also have some native sundews and a pitcher plant. Yeah, we have we have sundews, cacti, butterworts, and sarracenia up. Then it goes like all the way up into Canada.
Screw hydrangeas. I want butterworts and
I want sundews. That'd be so cute.
Sundews.
And it's funny because our sarracenia actually are different than the standard sarracenia. The standard sarracenia stand up really tall, and you know they bugs fall in. They digest them. Sarracenia purpurea, which lives in Minnesota, actually grows, the bogs that it grows in flood, and their traps are designed to catch mosquito larvae out of the water. So like they go in there, they can swim in there, but because of the way it's all twisty and turny, they can't swim back out. And so they die and rot in there. It's so cool.
That's cool.
So like it doesn't actually have the pitfall water trap. It's just you get stuck and you drown.
That's cool.
I'll get stuck in the ground one day.
And drown.
I love, I'm thinking about getting another carnivorous plant soon. I really want to get cephalotis again, but they're still ass expensive.
Sure.
I spent $50 on my first one way back in the day. And then I think during COVID, they shot up to like $300-$400. And I was like, y'all are stupid.
Carnivorous plants and orchids are the like slippery slope I want to be careful of.
There are different groups of carnivorous plants. So depending on like what you're doing.
Mostly for cost. I just.
Oh, if you're. There are lots of cheap ones, like sundews, fucking cheap.
Sure.
You can get them cheap. You can get seeds cheap. Sarracenia, they're usually pretty cheap.
I want the purple pings.
The purple pings? Yeah. Those are the tropical butterworts. They're relatively cheap, too, because...
And they just live in water, basically, right? You just leave them in like a
tray
of water.
Depends. Some of them are like lithophytic, so all in all, they all need water.
Right, right, right.
So...
More water than you would think.
Yeah. Higher humidity. Yeah, lots of cool stuff.
Back to plant groups.
I was going to say, tying this back to the community.
Then the other thing about the newer communities is everyone gears their collection. I noticed this most with like you two when I started like getting into like y'all's part of the community.
Our clique, if you will.
Yeah. People started gearing their collections towards like, how much money can I make off this? What's the return on investment? You guys were not like bad about it.
The thing is, I would not spend money on those plants. Yeah. I would acquire them through trade and then exploit everybody else by selling cuttings for whatever the going rate was.
Right. And that.
Yeah. And that's not necessarily anything wrong with that.
And the turnover mindset was something I struggled with for a very long time because I was seeing so many other people doing it.
Yeah. And it was just one of those weird things where it's like at the beginning of my plant community, was like, yeah, you buy these plants and you grow them for 10, 15 years and eventually they may become popular and they may become worth something, whatever. And then like the complete turnaround to like, these are really expensive. We can grow it, cut it up, sell them cheaper than what we paid for, but we'll still make money off of it. It's like anytime you're taking your product and you're planning to have to knock the price down, like within like a year, is it really worth it?
Yeah. And that's, I guess so. Yeah. I was bad about the turnover mindset about how can I just make money off of this? But then I started seeing how toxic that part of the community was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, fuck it. I'm going to buy a pink princess that's normally $200, find one on sale for $50. And then when I grow it up, I'm going to sell it for $5 and just like
that's what I would do.
Break the market that way.
That's what I used to do is I would buy these plants. And at the time, like I was spending lots of money. So like this one philodendron cost me like $50. And that was really expensive to me. So it's like, I'll grow this out. And I grew it out and chopped it up. And I sold them for like $2-3 a cutting. And people are like, you're stupid for selling this cheap. I was like, yeah. But now, whenever you grow this out and you go to sell it, you're competing with the 15 other people I just sold $2 cuttings to. Like, have fun with that. Right.
Or those of you that still want to try and sell for $200, not to be like...
Yeah, and like...
Not to like monopolize in the market, but be like, they're going to remember that I sold them for $5. So they're not going to want to buy it for $200.
Yeah.
They'll wait for the $5 one.
Yeah, like at the beginning, that's what my collection was. It was just weird stuff that wasn't available in the area that I would grow and propagate and share with people in the area because I just wanted people to find new plants. Yeah.
I like trading things of similar value so I could build my collection, but also I had a low paying job and wanted to supplement my income. And so I would price things higher than the going rate because people were willing to pay the going rate. And so they'd pay a little bit more and it would go into my pocket. And I'm not ashamed of that because that's how I made my money during the pandemic.
See, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not like you were.
I'm outright admitting it too.
Yeah.
No one's hiding it.
You're being very clear. Like that. And I don't really.
And like, honestly, knowing what I know now, the shit I sold was better grown than probably 75% of anything else available in the local groups, just quality wise.
Yeah. And the other thing is you were also very direct about what you were selling. When you were selling cuttings, you would say, unrooted or rooted. Like if you were selling something as like an actual propagation, you usually had them started and growing. Like what you were doing was what we viewed. Yes, they were
actively growing. It was not like I potted this up and it hasn't grown for 3 weeks, but I'm going to sell it to you. Everything was actively growing.
Yeah. Like back in the day when you bought cuttings, they were cheap because they were cuttings.
Right.
And if you bought a small plot like cutting that was rooted, you were paying the cheap rooted price. If you're buying an actual like specimen plant, that's where you were going to spend money.
Right.
So like whenever COVID hit and someone was like, oh, you have a painted lady, I'll buy some from you. And I was like, okay, well, here's a cutting. Give me $5. And I'm like, oh, I need another one. I'm just going to go buy another one. So I have a backup and I went to go buy a backup and there was like $400 or $500. I had spent like 3 months before that $20 on one. Painted, and I was like, that was when I stopped. I just stopped. I was like, this is not
when I got my Silver Dragon and again, influencers. I got my Silver Dragon for $30, which was kind of expensive. But then, I can't remember his name. Naked Gardener posted about Silver Dragons like that day. Silver Dragons went up to like $200 over
there. Yeah.
It was insane.
Seeing that, because like back before the pandemic, like Summer Rain Oaks. Yeah, Summer Rain Oaks, that's her name. She was like the OG influencer.
Right.
When she would spotlight plants, it was like, okay, that's cool. Nothing would really happen. Like, yeah, they'd get more popular, but the price wouldn't shoot up. Mm-hmm. And then she was the one who started doing the unboxings. We can blame her for all those fucking unboxing videos.
I mean, don't they unbox other products and film it on the internet too?
In plant world, that wasn't done until Summer did it with Steve's Leaves 8 years ago, which, 8 or 9 years ago.
There are, I guess, a little bit of a defense on that is there's a lot of sellers that won't do returns/refunds unless you provide an unboxing video. So I see the like doing it for insurances, but yeah,
she was just the first person to really start posting it. And back then it was just like, I order these plants and like, these are things I normally get to grow or have access to. Cause that was back at when people were just starting to really order stuff on the internet.
Sure.
Before it was what you get local.
Sure.
Not a lot of people were brave enough to ship things in. And now it's like, that's common every day, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. People buy things without going anywhere to find them locally.
Yeah. So like, it was just like, oh yeah, this is the quality that they have. It's just like, yeah, bought from this person. It's good quality. The cuttings are all rooted. They're strong. Like I recommend them. And then it just slowly warped into, they got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I know some YouTubers would like do these unboxings. And later on, you'd see like in the background of their Instagram photos, dried, unpotted barefoot plants that they had ordered weeks before that they just unboxed and then just fucked off with.
Yep.
And it's just like, yeah, when the focus stopped being on plants and more the reactions. Yeah. That's kind of when the community started getting icky for me. Yeah. Like that's the part that I don't like.
The influencer thing, it's super, to me now, it's super repetitive. I don't want to see unboxings or hauls or any of that shit. I want to see good quality plant advice, and I don't get that.
See,
back when I was learning, I learned pretty much, you know, a lot of what I know from On the Ledge and Bloom and Grow Radio.
Yeah.
And those were, you know, they had guests on who were experts, and I learned from them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would ask, like an influencer, not an influencer, but someone with a plant account who had, you know, 5,000 followers, and like they might answer my question, they might not. But like I also learned a bunch from talking with friends and stuff. And like the problem with the influencers is half the information's bad and faulty.
Yeah.
They're not doing it right. They're being vague. They're not actually going to teach you how to grow a flawless monstera.
That's right. Because their intention is not to collect and grow these plants. They're trying to sell you something and sell you an image.
Right.
And like I remember pre-COVID, pre-influencer era, the people who were famous in the plant world were famous for a reason, well-known for a reason. Like, oh my God, you're a hybridizer. Your hybrids are like in every store, or you do that one group of plants really well.
Real quick shout out to Houseplant Journal, because he's like the one influencer that I'm like, go follow him.
We love Daryl Chang.
He teaches so well. He talks about how to grow plants and lighting. So,
and he does it from an engineer's perspective. Yep. So he's teaching you the science behind why.
He's teaching you the science behind it while he's telling you in a nice way too.
Daryl's great.
He's the first one to say, yes, this plant is doing really poorly, but I'm not going to shame you for it. Here's how you fix it kind of stuff.
Yep.
Love him.
And yeah, those. My favorite is when he gives his plants a little tappy tap. Like, good job.
He's got a monstera in like a 50 gallon garbage bin right now.
I was going to say, those people are the people who are part of the community, and their whole goal is what can I contribute to make this community better instead of what can I take from this community to advance myself?
Right. And that's where, if we're going to say, I guess, where we want plant communities to go to or maybe return to, that's, yeah.
That's my big thing is how can I make this hobby, this community better?
Right.
That's why, like, when the drama happens, yeah, I may dip out at the time, but I will come back and I will be like, okay, now we need to get down to, like, fix the actual issue here. Like, mm-hmm. what's the problem? Why is this coming up so often? And I feel like that's something that's not being done enough is, like, the people who run these communities don't.
Well, they all have their hand in the pot and they're benefiting from how the group is running right now.
Right.
And, you know, because the quote unquote statistics don't show that people actually want to engage in community building posts doesn't mean that need isn't actually there.
Right.
Yeah. Cause I know, like, just this weekend I was told that, like, I have encyclopedic knowledge of stuff. And that's all come from, like, reading those community posts, seeing other people ask weird questions and be like, okay, that person has that experience. And that's the picture of, like, what's happening. I'll memorize it. And then I'll go to the comments like, oh, these three people have, like, good tidbits. Look into it, like, oh, wait, that's actually what was going on. Now I know what's going on without ever having to experience it.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of our community is missing out on that part nowadays, too. Because, like, oh, you have a question about what's going on with your plant? Let's go to the houseplant group and see what's on sale this week.
Right.
That's been my experience, and it's...
Or so-and-so is having a major purge, and that's all.
Or I haven't done my daily sale post. Here's what I have for sale today.
Yeah.
That's great you have stuff for sale every day, but that's also excessive. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do, go for it, though.
I mean, if it's a buying group, go for it.
Right.
If it's not a buying and selling group, go for it.
It's the collective.
I don't know. If you ask them right now, if they're going to tell you that their focus is buying and selling. I got screenshots.
Right.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Because that's where the engagement is.
Well, their focus is the how to make the big bigger, not...
Yeah, these...
If you're trying to get bigger, that's on you. You have to,
like,
you know...
Like, it's a big group already. Like, sure, we can grow it, but, like, wouldn't it be nice to have, like, a really, like, nice, not necessarily tight-knit community of plant people, but, like, people who show up to events and, like, plant events where everyone can, like, show up, meet new people, and perform their swaps, and you could hand off plants that somebody purchased from you, and...
Part of that is also...
Talk to new people...
Part of that is also the Facebook group syndrome where it's like, I'm interested in all this stuff, but I'm not actually actively interested in it. It's just things that I've thought about in the past. So then you join a bunch of groups. That's what a lot of that is, I feel. And it's like, but speaking like on the collective specifically, like great group of people, but I agree that they're using the group more to get clout and get the group more known versus help the community out. And it's like, great, but I'm going to use them for community stuff.
If you guys
whether they like it or not.
Yeah, and it's too bad that they're actively not letting people that want to join the group back in or get events back into the group.
Yeah.
It is a shame.
It is a shame that when people are being excluded from these groups, not all for good reasons.
Right.
If you find yourself looking for a plant community to join who is nice and will help you with questions, come join our Discord, our Rough Around the Edges Discord. You can find the link in our bio on our Instagram. We talk about it all the time.
See,
that's where we find it, right?
Yeah.
I deleted Instagram.
I was also going to say, like, the other folks that I've been doing instead of, like, community, like, oh, join this group, join that group. What I've been doing is, like, when new people are looking for groups and, like, I get involved, it's like, okay, what are you into? And instead of introducing you to a group, I'm going to say, screw the community, and I'm going to introduce you to a few people I know who are into that same stuff. And then my hope is that by introducing them to people versus communities, they can build their own connection and be like, okay, this other person is also into what I'm into. That's how I get into this stuff. That's my opening, you know?
Right.
That's how I become part of the community. And, like, that's what I hope happens versus, like, join this Facebook group, have at it.
Becky, remember how I weaseled you into my plant group?
That's exactly what you did. You said, make a Facebook and join this group. And it was a pain in the ass. Yeah.
My group?
And they presented you for it ever since.
Oh, wait, no, I'm talking about the collective.
No, I'm talking about the plant peeps.
Oh, the plant peeps? Oh, no, that's the best thing I ever joined.
Gosh darn it. You lead off with all the negative things. Yeah, Mackie was like, I want to come to these in-person events, but I'm an introvert. And I was like, I got you. Come early. And then leave when you feel uncomfortable with how many people showed up. And then they never left.
In my defense, I left the first couple of times when people started showing up. Then I stopped leaving. Hmm.
And then you were like friends. The life of the party, and I loved seeing that.
I have never been the life of the party.
Oh, no. You were talking the whole time. I guarantee it.
if you talk about that first time where I just talked to Adam the entire time, that's just because the poor fool didn't leave.
Nah. Well, you know, okay. Planning some of the plant happy hours I planned. I made sure to plan an introvert hour. Mm-hmm. Where if you're an introvert and you don't like large groups, you show up. And then you have a smaller group to hang out with. And it was a lot of our, like, personal friends who are our, like, close plant friends who are also introverts who are like, I don't want to be here when there's a big group.
Right.
Yeah, but so, if you boil the lobster instead of just throwing it in the hot pot of water, it's easier.
I mean, I didn't say it like that, but you're right. But, you know, okay, and then eventually the introverts stop showing up for that. So it's like, I can't keep planning these if no one's coming.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
So, like, oh, that was frustrating, too.
I mean, that's always going to happen in groups of people. Anytime you make things more complicated like that, it's just more bad things can go wrong.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. There are no more events.
Well, we have our events.
Just kidding. We're planning Rough Around the Hedges event to grow the podcast and meet you guys.
And why not
meet us in person?
Our own cloud out of it.
Yeah, right. Personal motivation. So yeah, join our Discord. You can find us on the Rough Around the Hedges Instagram link tree.
Yep. I think that link may have expired. I have to go check on it. Someone messaged me and was like, I can't.
In the meantime, you can message the podcast on Instagram. You can find Christine. Who's Rough Around the Hedges, but with periods. You're Rough Around the Hedges with periods in between the words, and then it doesn't say podcast at the end. You can't message me, but if you want to follow me, I'm Up Close and Plantsinal on Instagram. I deleted the app. Social media is bad for me, so you'll have to join the Discord before you can talk to me. And then Mackie is naturally.mackie.
Yep. Yeah.
So you can follow us on Instagram. I would love to come back to like a million followers. I know that won't happen.
You're going to come back to a million tags and stories because I tag you every single week in our story.
Well, we only have.
I just crossed 500 subscribe or 500 people following me on Instagram.
Nice.
Woo! I think that's 600, folks.
That's more than I ever expected.
I don't like reels, but I was like, should I do a reel about my elbow and then have a video of me cutting it up and then have everyone just like. Blow their mind.
The only time I use reels is to like show how pollinations are done.
I was gonna say to complain about Instagram just for a second. I hate reels.
I hate reels too.
I hate boys with plants.
Boys with plants, the account, any boy with a plant.
Everything's a thirst trap nowadays. All of my.
Ooh, you know what I should do?
I will
should
always cut up my love elbow me with a one good of my thirst
booby
trap.
Corsets. I should do a thirst trap of the elbow. I never dress slutty.
Do we
want to
do a naked gardening day post?
No.
That's
no.
In May.
But we can plan it now.
I barely want to show my face on my Instagram.
We can show your feet?
Can we show your ass? Just like a sliver of your butt.
No.
We can play a guess whose butt.
I hate most attention I get.
Yeah.
Even when it's good. I do not want attention most of the time.
Well, I'm just going to ignore you then.
The best thing you can do.
So you joined a podcast.
Yeah, right, Maggie? You're not doing this right.
Did not join this podcast to get any sort of reputation or name for myself. Oh, sure. I just have a lot of plant shit I like to talk about.
I just have a lot of opinions.
I feel I have a lot of information that I can offer to people that people can use better than I currently am.
Hey, and it's good because it's only three of us in my living room.
Right.
It's not like you have to talk in front of people.
Yet.
Except for whenever we do those live events.
We've only done two of those. One of these days, we're going to be in front of
terrifying.
1,000 people.
You did
people.
Amazing.
I showed up.
That was great.
I can't wait. When we take okay, a tour, so we're going to do a tour.
Meanwhile, I need to do a thirst trap while I cut out my elbow. Mackie's not going to show their butt in our Naked Gardening Day post next May.
I don't exist. Don't think about me.
Don't perceive me.
Look All at right, my plants. Guys, it's about the plants.
Plant of the week.
Plant of the week.
My plant of the week, I'm going to go first.
We need to derail sometime.
My plant of the week is my Euphorbia richii.
Woohoo!
Formerly Monodenium richii. Oh. I grew it from a little 4-inch potted plant at Tonkadale with like 3 stalks on it. Now it's this giant warty mass and I'm like, I love it.
Nice.
My plant of the week is my Begonia rex. This one I actually got in like a plant swap on one of the national groups during the pandemic.
Ooh.
And I was like, I like metallics and pinks. And this girl was like, I know exactly what to send you. So she sent me a metallic pink Begonia Rex. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. And then it's been a struggle ever since. Just it grows through spurts. But guess what? That bad boy needs constant moisture and some humidity to be happy. So guess what? I figured it out and he's happy and he looks so great. And he got a first place in the Begonia Rex category at the state.
It's a standard Begonia Rex hybrid, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know those actually go dormant?
I don't do that. But I mean, I can most
people
see
don't.
That.
Most people don't. But like most people, when Should they I? Like die, they just no, fuck no.
I mean, usually it goes dormant because it dries out too much, and then it loses some leaves and starts to look shitty, and then I just have to like resurrect it, and that's what I do. But that, right now, it looks amazing.
That's basically a dormancy.
But like 2 months ago, it looked kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Anyway, Christine. Christine is looking serenely at my ceiling, thinking.
Just like mentally going through all my plants right now and deciding.
Golden crocodile.
I do like that one, but didn't I do that not too long ago?
Didn't you just do that last episode?
No, that was Plumonii.
No, we just talked about
but
it.
But we talked about it a lot, yeah.
What about any of your fancy Hoyas?
Like I was just thinking about which Hoyas I would like.
Dinner plate latifolia.
Sure, let's do latifolia.
I picked your
latifolia has been doing great. I actually took a cutting for the garage sale that happened 2 weeks ago and was a successful event.
You guys still hearing about that yet?
But the leaves are gonna, like, I would say, I took a picture of them. They're like.
Where did you send the picture of them?
This was a while ago in Discord when I started the cutting.
They were really big.
Yeah, they're. Got
I'd like
some
to
real
see that
big
in person
dinner plates.
Someday before it dies.
You'll see it when it grows, or when it, you saw it at the garage sale when it was.
I will see it
when it was a huge success and so many people came.
Indeed. All right, everybody.
Wait, did we say what that was?
The garage sale?
No, my plant of the week, the Hoya loisandrusiana.
I thought it was your latifolia.
Oh, I don't have a latifolia anymore. Sorry.
That's whoa, whoa, the plant of the week.
Whoa,
that
whoa,
I don't
whoa,
have.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Did you just plant of the week?
In that case, can I wishlist plant of the week?
Did you just plant of the week a plant you don't even have anymore?
I was, this whole time I was thinking, loisandrusiana.
Oh, shit. It's late, you guys.
Loisandrusiana.
Now I wonder if I smoked too much today.
I don't have a latifolia anymore. I had a snow queen. I don't remember what happened to that.
Okay, so it's your loisandrusiana.
Loisandrusiana.
That was the one I guessed the name of when you couldn't remember it.
Right. But now I remember it.
And I don't even know what the fucking plant looks like.
Looks like a dinner plate Hoya. That's probably why. That's why my brain went to
cool,
that.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, that was fun, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Ref Around the Hedges. Reminder, check our, join our Discord. Follow us on Instagram. Please feel free to annoy us via DM, via the Discord.
Yeah, come.
You're welcome for not having ads on the show. So please.
For now.
Give us a 5-star rating and a review. If you like us, and then what else? Tell your friends, tell your plant store owners that you like listening to our podcast. Yeah.
Then we can come to events.
We would love that.
Come to the Eau Claire event that we'll be at on September 21st.
Yes. Somebody in Dallas, Texas want us to come, please. I want to go visit.
Yeah, oh my God. My friend lives in Dallas. My friend lives in Dallas.
Well, I don't is
care
in
about, that's in Houston.
I don't care about Dallas. Home is like 2 hours away from there. I just want to go visit my family.
Isn't well, go Dallas visit your family.
Houston. Yeah, but I want an excuse to go there that's not them.
Well, you can go to see my friend and then we'll do plant stuff and then you can see your family.
Like, it'd be more fun just to be like, oh, we have an event. Let's go to the event. And they're like, oh,
ooh,
drop
you could
in
get all
and
your, you could
people.
Get your Mimi and everybody to come to the event.
Oh, my God.
Did they take?
I have the cutest picture of my Mimi. I gave her and her old friend Sherry this thematophyllum and she grew it to be bigger than her. I have a picture of it. We posted it on Reddit one time and it got so many upvotes.
Nice.
It was so cute.
Okay, cool. A tangent on the tangent. Sorry. All right. No, it's good. That's
what
we do.
Thank you, everyone.
That's what we're known for.
Come back next
week. The apology's not real. I'm just habit.
Whatever. I tried. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Stay rough. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.